Muchas gracias, misionero Miguel Bermúdez Marín. Un saludo muy especial.
Thank you very much, missionary Miguel Bermúdez Marín. My regards to you and all the brethren there, where you are at, in the congregation pastored by the Reverend William Romero, there in La Isabelica, Venezuela, and all the brethren who are connected through the satellite Amazonas and the satellite Eutelsat 8, and also through the Internet and the different means of communication. It is a great privilege and blessing for me to be able to greet you all and wish you a prosperous year 2024. May it come full of great blessings for all of us. It says in Exodus, on the 23rd chapter, 20th verse and on, it says, "Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him." Where is it? In his angel. In the angel of the covenant. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, now, how would he speak? Well, through a veil of flesh, an instrument. And the name of God would be in that instrument. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries. There where it says, beginning on verse 22, "But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice," there on top he writes Isaiah 62, verse 2, and Revelation 7, verse 2, and 14, verse 1. Notice that is the angel with the seal of the living God. "For mine angel shall go before thee and bring thee in into the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off." United with the angel, working on the divine projects. You may please be seated. This message was preached by our brother William on Saturday, February 14, 2015, in Monterrey, Nuevo León, Mexico. And there he used the scripture of Revelation 22, 16-17. In the message, the mysteries and blessings contained in the evangelization and in the tenth vision at the last day, preached on July 31st, 2007, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, it tells us, "And now, for the fulfillment of that third pool, you will be able to look in the notebook where he preached about the seventh seal, and there has to be something written that must be in agreement with the fulfillment of the third pool when it is taking place." Further down he says, that is his reading from page 557, and he continues reading that page in that part where he stopped. He says, "But you remember that little shoe that I always try to explain, how that the soul lay next to so-and-so and the inner conscience and all that kind of stuff which It only made a big bunch of impersonators start after it. I'm on page 557 in the Book of the Seals. Now notice, what did the first and second pool produced? It produced, in other words, what it produced was impersonators. Because they heard what Brother Branham was showing them there, which the angel told him not to do. When the angel took him to a lake, and the angel was there with Brother Branham. Remember that this, all of these are symbols. Now notice, the angel was going to show him there how to fish. But it was not just any kind of fish, but it was the big fish. And there he was going to show Brother Branham the steps to follow. In other words, the order that was required to catch those big fish. And none of those steps could be skipped. No shortcuts could be taken, nor any corners cut. And when he said, I know how to fish, I can teach you, he said to the ministers there. Notice in the first pool and the second pool, he showed it publicly. But then in the third pool, then that last pool, he is brought up to a higher part. And then in that part, where he was placed in a great tent cathedral, there, it was not him who was carrying out that catch of fish. Therefore, that angel teach that instrument how to fish, who would be in the midst of his church at that time. And he taught him how to catch those big fish in the way that it would not produce impersonations, imitations. For this reason, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. But the work that would be carried out at that time would then be as the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, and a claiming work. Therefore, to him that when Brother Branham is placed there, in other words, he's put there, once the angel places Brother Branham there in that vision, in other words, in a higher part from where he was, when he's placed there and shows him everything that was being carried out in that activity, before that, long before that, that instrument had already gone through that stage, which was shown and typified in the stage when the angel placed Brother Branham on a lake and was going to show him, teach him how to fish. And the same thing that happened with Brother Branham, by that time, when he is seeing the fulfillment of the tenth vision there, Brother Branham is seeing it, being shown all of that by the angel, that instrument already had the knowledge of how to make that last pull. Because that angel had already taught him. That instrument had been united with the angel. in that work that was going to be carried out at the last day for the catching of those big fish, which are the wise virgins, whom at this end time would be waiting for the coming of the bridegroom to obtain the rapturing faith. Now, our brother William continues saying here, reading from that page 557, he says, which it only made a big bunch of impersonations start after it. That is, impersonators, brother William says, how they have to take up the hand and hold the people and have vibration. Then everybody had a vibration in their hands. And brother William says, other evangelists. In other words, other evangelists came along also with that same thing. But remember, when he took me up there and said, this is that third pool, and no one will know it. You remember that? Visions never fail. They are perfectly the truth. On page 555, it says, what happens is that those seven thunders that he heard thunder and was forbidden to write, that's what the mystery is, laying behind those seven consecutive thunders rolling out. Let us see another place. He also says that the sword in the hand, he was told that it's the sword of the king. And he was also told that it's the third pool. And the sword is the word. Therefore, through the word, which is the sword that comes out of his mouth, that third pool will be carried out. That is on page 461 and 462, where it says, that was when the voice told him on one occasion in the vision in which he was, and that he was in a lower dimension. That is, he was before he went up. Well, he was in a lower dimension. That's what he said. That was when he was trying to put, what do you call it? The shoelace of a little shoe. The shoestring of a little shoe. He was trying to put it through a little hole. And the part of the shoelace that he took was bigger than the hole and he couldn't go in. And on the other end was narrowed with a piece of metal, as you see sometimes with some shoes or boots. And using that other end was easy to put it in. But he was trying to put the shoelace or shoestring using the wrong side. And the angel said to him, what are you doing? You're trying to lace it using the wrong end. And then look here. Let us turn to page 563. Let us open our books on that page, 563. And here we have the books that he had marked on that page with some writings. It says, on page where it says, on page 563, where it says, a voice came and said, this is on that page, starting from that paragraph there where he begins to say, then I began to cry. Well, here, just a little further below, several sentences below, he begins to read around there. A voice came and said, you can't teach Pentecostal babies supernatural things. Said, now let them alone. And just then he picked me up. He took me up and set me way up to where a meeting was going on. Notice, an activity was taking place there already. And Brother William says, and now, if he says, you can't teach Pentecostal babies supernatural things, leave them alone. Then he leaves the seventh age, and then he goes up to a higher dimension. Because that age belongs to a stage or dimension, but a higher dimension. And then there, he is brought up to a dimension, to a higher dimension. He says, now let them alone. And just he picked me up, he took me up and set me way up high to where a meeting was going on. In other words, it wasn't his meeting. When he says it was not his meeting, notice the meetings, the activities, and all of that are carried out by a person. Therefore, he then sees there that it was not one of his activities because it wasn't there. Rather, he was just seeing what was happening. And since God does and fulfills every work and every labor through human beings, whom are the partners, the ambassadors of God, in other words, when they are sent to gather his people of each age and each dispensation, well, they are prophets of an age or a dispensation. So, therefore, there had to be an instrument in which that activity, that meeting was taking place. Because he says that it was not his. Therefore, it had to belong to someone. He says, it wasn't his meeting. See? In other words, it was not his activity, so it has to be someone else's activity who was there, carrying out that meeting, that activity. It wasn't his meeting. And to get to one of those types of meetings, it must have started sometime before. In other words, that ministry must have started working progressively to get to that peak part where Brother Branham was placed. And our Brother William keeps on reading. Looked like a tent or a cathedral of some sort. And I looked, and there was a little box, like little place over in the side. In other places it says a place, a little wooden room. And I seen that light was talking to somebody above me. That light that you see there on the picture. And here, in one of the books, it says, talking to somebody, and he writes 50 lacha above me, and he writes 8th age. And he writes on the left side, the tent equals the third pool. And in this other book, somebody above me, where it says, somebody above me, there on the right, he draws a cornerstone and the ages and the seventh age. Above me, well, the arrow there, me, well, seventh age. And above, he draws a cornerstone. Above, well, in the age of the cornerstone. And on the left side in this message, he writes, there on that little part where it says, above me, he writes, another one higher above. He draws a small cornerstone. And in this one, notice where he says, that light that you see there, that light, there he writes, pillar of fire. And on the left side, let me go a little bit slower so that you can write it. Although we have read this, but so that you can have some writings, perhaps, from these other books, because there he also writes, a little bit above where he says, me, or it looks like a tent or cathedral of some sort, there he writes, the voice of the throne. And let us go on to this other one here. In this other book, there he writes, cathedral of some sort, he writes, tenth cathedral. And he also draws here on the right a pyramid and the ages as well, and also the arrow. It says, above me, an arrow from the bottom and an arrow going up to the cornerstone. And here in this other one, he also writes, it looks like a tenth or on that right part there, he writes Saint Cathedral. And where he says, someone above me, there on the left side, he writes, the third pool. And Brother William doesn't continue there. But let us finish it there above me. That's where he left off. And he says, it whirled away from me like that and went over that tent and said, I'll meet you there. And said, this will be the third pool and you won't tell it to nobody. And there in this book he writes, age. Cornerstone, a little cornerstone. That is, an age and little cornerstone. People sword, tent cathedral. There, he goes on to say here, let us stop here in the message and let us turn to the Book of the Seals to read that last part there. And in Sabino Canyon, he said, this is the third pool. And there's three great things that goes with it, the third pool. Three great things. And above, in Sabino Canyon, in this Book of the Seals, he writes, Elijah, Moses, Jesus. Because the seventh seal is in a threefold manner. Now notice that it goes with, and there's three great things that goes with it, the third pool. That is, those three great ministries. And one unfolded yesterday, and he writes in the sixth seal. The other one unfolded today, and he writes in the seventh seal. And in this other book, in the red one, he writes, where it says, it unfolded yesterday, he writes, Moses and Elijah. And the other one unfolded today, there he writes, the coming of the Lord. In one he writes the seal, and in the other he writes what the seal is. Because remember that the seventh trumpet is to Israel, Moses and Elijah, the sixth seal, notice. And to the church, it is the seventh seal, which is the coming of the Lord. And there he writes, on the side, he also writes, the third pool equals produced the silence. Notice, because that part, which the angel takes him out of that vision there of the lake and places him in a higher part. He also goes through that process of that little shoe. Then he's brought higher up. In that stage, he's already at a stage where the half hour of silence begins. Because it is no longer in an age belonging to the seventh age and belonging to the dispensation of grace. But rather, it is in a heavenly age. An age under a new dispensation, the dispensation of the kingdom. Now, notice what our brother William continues to say here. Now let us finish that paragraph there in the Book of the Seals. And one unfolded today or yesterday, the other one unfolded today, and there's one thing that I cannot interpret, because it is an unknown language. But I stand right there and looked right straight at it. In the excerpt, in the Book of Quotations, paragraph 97, and also the 100, 112, 3:12, all those excerpts where it tells us about the tenth vision. Notice that there comes a time when the angel and Brother Branham come down there, and here in the Book of the Seals, in this short part where he's already here finishing the story, because he summarized it, he says there, "But I stand right there." There, he is already talking about that part when he was with the angel there inside the little room. Because he says, "The angel and I went down." And he says, "What he told me there, I will have to keep with me." Now notice here, he tells us, "But I stand right there and look right straight at it." What did he look straight at it there? To that instrument in whom God was fulfilling at that moment all those things that he was seeing in that activity, that meeting. And there when he saw, while standing, he says, standing there, he was seeing the one who was carrying out those activities. And he looked straight at him. In other words, he saw that instrument there and looked right straight at it. And this is the third pool coming up, and the Holy Spirit of God. In other words, what is coming and the Holy Spirit of God here in this other one. He wrote there, because it is in an unknown language. There he writes, under the seven thunders. In this other one, he writes another language. Now, notice that, what is it, what is coming up? Brother Branham says there, the Holy Spirit, which he said that the Holy Spirit that we have, he says, when the Holy Spirit, that is, this Holy Spirit, he says, that we have becomes incarnate, he says that the one that's in our midst now in the form of the Holy Spirit, he says, when he becomes incarnate, in whom? In the person of Jesus Christ, he says, we'll crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Page 161 in the Book of the Seals. And what is he telling us there? That this third pool, what was coming up, he says it is, and the Holy Spirit of God. Oh my! That's the reason all heaven was silent. And there, look, one more sentence from that page, 464 at the bottom. Now, I better stop right here, see? I just feel checked not to say no more about it. And Brother William writes there, he saw him. See? He saw all of that. And that is why he could not say anything, because there was already a warning from the angel not to say anything. So just remember, the seventh seal, the reason it was not open, see, the reason it did not reveal it, no one should know about it. Now notice, why he shouldn't have openly said the first and second pool? Because impersonators, imitators were going to arise. And that's exactly what happened. Therefore, the mystery of that third pool, there indeed the angel told him, don't say anything about this to anyone. Why? Because with the first and second, it was already shown how the enemy of God was going to see how God was carrying out that work. Who was the angel carrying out that work, that labor through that instrument? And the devil would see and imitate. Because the devil is an imitator. And all those who imitate and are impersonating this third pool, the way God is fulfilling it and carrying it out, those are human imitations, therefore, imitations of the devil. And people, ministers who allow themselves to be used, as ministers allowed themselves to be used back in the first and second pool, whom were instruments of the enemy, and they imitated Brother Branham and the people, the brethren, many of them turned their sight to those people and did not continue looking at the instrument of God to Brother Branham. And it caused many issues or problems among the people. But notice that the third pool, since there is nothing to go on, he says, and the way in which God is carrying it out and fulfilling it is not spoken, what they see, well, that is the little bit they can imitate. And when they imitate it, well, then automatically they are portrayed as imitators. And the best things that they can do is to be aware that they are doing it wrong and to stop doing it. These are things that have been warned so that later on they won't say, no one told me about it. But notice what Brother William goes on to say. So he thus moved from the seventh age and went higher up. And Brother Branham goes higher. He is taken higher up to see everything that is going on there. And he sees the pillar of fire in that tent or cathedral. And it is speaking to someone who is higher above him. If it is speaking to someone that is the pillar of fire, as it spoke to the messengers in past times, notice, in the third pool, God continues to work in the same way. He is speaking to someone. To whom? Well, to an instrument that God would have in the midst of the people when the tenth vision would be getting fulfilled. And he is speaking to someone who is higher above him. Below the Reverend William Branham was Wesley. Below Wesley was Luther, see? From age to age, but higher above him will be the one who will have that tenth cathedral and the one who will be carrying out those activities. Notice, let me read it again. But higher above him will be the one who will have that tenth cathedral and the one who will be carrying out those activities. And you may say, but where can we leave or where can we place that powerful ministry of Dr. William Soto Santiago? Notice, just as it happened in the first coming of the Lord, where there was a forerunner and after the forerunner came the one forerun. But there in between was the Holy Spirit, the Archangel Gabriel, speaking to Mary. Notice how each piece of the puzzle is placed in its place. If you take the puzzle piece of Luther and try to put it in the cornerstone, it doesn't fit. If you take the piece of Wesley and put it in the cornerstone, it doesn't fit either. If you take the piece of Brother Branham and put it in the cornerstone, it's not going to match. If you put the piece of the Archangel Gabriel back in the first coming of the Lord, back then, and try to put it in the age of the cornerstone, where it pertains to the ministry of Jesus in the fulfillment of the first coming of the Messiah, well, it will not fit either. the peace that is placed correctly for each messenger is put in the place where God put it. And every believer, every chosen one of God with prophetic insight will take those pieces, and by revelation, God will show him where each one goes in each place. And there that picture will start coming together. Now notice that, he says, after him, the next higher up, there Brother Branham does not tell that part there, but rather, there he is forerunning and pointing to the one of whom he said he was laying a foundation for someone else to step on, because he was the forerunner of the second coming, of the one who would be ministering in that great 10th cathedral. He goes on to say, he tried to conquer that blessing, like the prophets who prophesied before the coming of the Messiah. They searched in what time and in what person the Holy Spirit that was in them would be. In other words, those of the Old Testament were also searching. See, in which time will it be? In which time the Holy Spirit would be fulfilling, the angel of the covenant would be fulfilling the coming of the Lord? In other words, the coming of the Messiah, the coming of the angel of the covenant incarnate. And well, they were also seeking for that blessing. And those of the ages as well, in the dispensation of grace, each one tried to conquer that promise. Notice that Brother William also tried to conquer that promise. But notice, then, he began speaking everything that God would be doing. Because notice, everything he spoke in his message of good tidings, in that message and in the content of that message, would be everything that would be carried out for the fulfillment of what the Reverend William Branham foreran. He and his message was the message that brought for the preparation for the rapturing faith. Why the preparation for the rapturing faith? Because the content of his message had the revelation of how God would be fulfilling his coming. How God would be fulfilling in the midst of his church that which the church was waiting for. And as it was forerun by the Reverend William Branham and announced by Dr. William Soto Santiago, that is how God had to fulfill it. And the elect of God, when they see the fulfillment of that which was prophesied, forerun, announced by that archangel, then they say, this is what I was waiting for. This is the fulfillment. This is the reality of what was spoken by the forerunner, and of what was spoken by the archangel Gabriel, the good tidings that he brought to us. Now notice, in this other message that he also mentions lightly on that page 564, the message that he preached on January 2nd, 2004 in Calle, Puerto Rico, here in Calle, Puerto Rico, which he titled, Blessed is He Who Comes in the Name of the Lord, he says. Now let's continue reading here, he says. He's reading on page 564. Was talking to somebody above me. That light that you see there on the picture, it whirled away from me like that and went over that tent and said, I'll meet you there. And said, this will be the third pool and you won't tell it to nobody. And in Sabino Canyon, he said, this is the third pool. And there's three great things that goes with it. And one unfolded today or yesterday. The other one unfolded today, and there's one thing that I cannot interpret because it is an unknown language. And Brother William says, it was not English. If it's an unknown language, then it's in a language other than English. In one of the books here, he writes, unknown language. Because if he heard it in English, he would understand it. But he heard it, and he could not understand. And we do know that it is Spanish. In other words, it is in Spanish. That God is fulfilling that third pool. Because if he was in that tenth vision, seeing all that was taking place, he saw the altar call. He saw everything. He also saw how it was ministered, which was a new or different way to how the Reverend William Branham ministered. Because he ministered praying for the sick publicly, and everyone saw it. And that is why imitators arose. Now, it is a way that's different from how he ministered, in a way where there will be privacy, so that no one can imitate it. He goes on to say, but I stand right there and looked right straight at it, and this is the third pool coming up, and the Holy Spirit of God. And Brother William says, see, the Holy Spirit is the one who will be working in that stage. Therefore, the Holy Spirit has to be in someone in order to work. He has to have an instrument. He has to have a veil of flesh to be able to work, to labor at this end time in the midst of his church in order to give the elect the rapturing faith. He has to have a veil of flesh, as he has always done at all times. The Holy Spirit has to be in someone in order to work. It will be the Holy Spirit who will be carrying out all those wonders and miracles. But he will have a veil of flesh. Notice how simple everything is. And notice how he said it. And now it is being repeated to you again. So that when you are seeing that ministry working, then you know that it is the Holy Spirit. And since the work is being carried out in the midst of his church, united with the angel, working, laboring, in the fulfillment of the tenth vision, you have been told to be very careful, because it is the Holy Spirit, the one that is working through that instrument in the midst of the church. In other words, what is taking place in the fulfillment of the vision of the great tenth cathedral at this end time, it is a work of the Holy Spirit in that instrument. That is why you have always been told the Holy Spirit is the one who is carrying out that work. And in order for the Holy Spirit to be working, well, he has to have a veil of flesh. And there, by working united with that veil of flesh, we are working united with the angel. With the angel of the covenant, the pillar of fire, the Holy Spirit, in the midst of his church, working on the divine projects, in the work that has been entrusted to that instrument for him to carry out in the midst of his church. And there, we are all working united with that angel. See how simple everything is? That is why he always said, everything is simple. And he said, see how simple everything is? Now, while it's being fulfilled, I can repeat those words to you. See how simple everything is? See that when he said, if we do not watch, it can't go over your heads? Because everything is in simplicity. And we are living and we are experiencing the reality. What we read that is going to happen is no longer a vision, but rather we are already within, inside that vision. In other words, we are being the reality of that vision. You are a reality of that vision. I am a reality of that vision. United with the angel working on the divine projects. Let us stand and thus leave in this subject, united with the angel, working on the divine project, our dear brother and friend, Dr. William Soto Santiago.